Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New York Times reporting. They told her to pack her bags. She could have been taken to a prison, a detention center, or an internment camp, just like many other Uyghur Muslims who have vanished sometimes for years. That's Edward Wong reporting for the New York Times. Who? Aisham Mahmood. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome our longtime colleague and the author of No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs, Nuri Turkle. Nuri, a very good evening to you. Who is Aisham Mahmood to you, Nuri?
She is my mother. She's more than a mother to me. As you alluded, she gave birth to me in a Chinese re-education camp during the height of the Cultural Revolution. So my mother and I have a very special bond. When she walked off the plane at a joint base in Texas, her first word was, "Thank God I am with you. This is what I've been praying for. Now if I leave the world, and when I leave the world, I have you by my side." So that speaks how close she and I, even though she has three other sons. My wife likes to joke that why she treats you so specially, so distinctly, because of the way that she brought me to this world 54 years ago in the Chinese Red Guards re-education camp, which is very similar to what we know today. And also, she's a remarkable human being. You know, and the embassy officials who were at the airport when she was departing, and the State Department and the White House officials who traveled with her from Beijing on a U.S. government chartered plane, were observing. She was very poised, very calm, no complaint other than expressing her excitement and pleasure, bursting into tears when the airplane took off in Beijing. She was also very pleased to hear from our president and the Secretary of State welcoming her to the United States during the refueling stop. My mother suffered unnecessarily and brutally to the extent for so long. The life has been particularly difficult for her since the passing of my father 2.5 years ago. He was the only man that my mom knew, the only man that she fell in love with, the only man that she made family with. And it was particularly difficult after the passing of my dad that she was kind of losing hope. And one day she might be miraculously reunite with her American family and grandchildren. That happened. That really is something that I always kept hope that someday might happen. But because of the complexity of the issues involving a potential departure of my beloved mother, I was not very optimistic. But, you know, as late Senator John McCain often says, was said when he was alive, that the hope is the best weapon against oppression. So both my mother and I kept our hope up against all odds, and the brutal experience that we both gone through. In my adulthood life. You know, I came to the United States in 1995. This gives an idea how abnormal my life has been. Despite all of the things that I'm so grateful for, freedom in America, the family, the career, being able to advocate human rights for a lot of people around the world, including my own. One thing that was missing, which was the family, my inability to introduce my kids to their grandparents. That is something very difficult. And also, this is something that I've been grappling with in the last 20 years. One point I was pretty irritated when I talked to a senior decision maker in our government, when I asked if there's any action taken, the response was, we raised it with the Chinese and recently. This is an ambassador level official. And my response is, can you stop giving me the typical diplomatic language? Tell me, what did you do yesterday and what will you be doing tomorrow? My mom is not 35 anymore. Tell me, what are you doing? Actually, I wrote an op-ed in Newsweek magazine last year, essentially criticizing the administration for paying lip service. So I've done a lot of things, written books, a book, written op-eds, provided testimony in Congress, actually both domestic and in foreign countries. I've spoken in countless events, given countless interviews, just with one objective, to free my mom and bring normalcy to my life.
Gordon, you have a question for Nuri.
Nuri, that is so moving. There are millions of Uyghurs who are still in China, many of them in detention camps, many of them suffering brutality, many of them killed. What can the United States, what can the international community do to free the remaining Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Turkic minorities still under oppression in China?
Thank you for that question. I mean, this prisoners exchange deal that United States government arranged or pulled off was in the works for some time. And I don't have a privy to the details of the negotiation, but what I do know is that requesting the Chinese to let my parents go started actually in the early parts of the Trump administration. I know specifically that in late 2017, before President Trump's first trip to China, this issue was already on the radar screen of the National Security Council officials. So my own mother's case has taken essentially two administrations to taken over to the finish line. But to your specific question, there are hundreds of thousands of Uyghur Americans in particular. If you add the others in Europe, or just say in the countries that we have a strategic alliance partnership with, in the liberal democracies, there are countless others who have been suffering because of this enforced family separation, enforced disappearances. I am the luckiest one. I am the luckiest one, because my president, my government, managed to include a non-U.S. citizen mother, my mother, in a very sensitive prisoners exchange. Essentially, Chinese took four of their people, one fugitive, two spies, and one criminal who have been who committed some, heinous crime in the United States. In return, we got three plus three Uyghurs, including my mother. What does it say? A, it speaks a volume about the character of our nation, that when our government pays attention to something like this, they can get it done. This is really good, encouraging sign. So this is why I always been advocating that individual cases, sensitive individual cases, should be addressed directly by the President of the United States. When the President of the United States intervenes, we can get a result. How do we utilize this?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Achievement. So this could be a good example, a case study precedent for the incoming administration, for the other governments to work to secure the release of others who have been either disappeared or languishing in the modern day concentration camps. This is a really good beginning, I believe.
Nuri Turkel is the author of, and it begins your education on the Uyghurs, No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs. Nuri Turkel's mom, Aisha Mahmoud, is with him in the United States now. As Gordon and Nuri have made clear, there are millions more to go. It's a beginning. This is CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.